We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and we want to welcome you to a thankful Thursday. We are thankful that you are listening, thankful for the health in our bodies, the soundness in our minds, the blessing of the Lord, both in our present reality and the days to come. Thankful that we don't have to do life alone. We get to be part of the greatest organism on earth today, and that is the Church of the Living God. So I pray that you will be blessed coming in and going out, and that you know that God does all things well. One of the things that happens to me is I wake up every day and I've got a schedule. I've got an itinerary. I've got plans, and I would say more times than not, those plans have got to be adjusted. So I was telling you on a recent program about a guy that showed up that had been part of an evangelistic event that we had done back in 1999. I can tell you something that the evangelist said during that week, and that was, he said, you've got to adjust, overcome, and improvise. And I have found that is very true. And so through the years, I've said, you know what, I'm not going to get frustrated about this. And sometimes I'm successful telling myself that. But instead, I'm just going to say, you know what, I had a plan. God's got a plan. God's plan is the one that's going to come to pass. And so I need to be ready to make the most of the opportunity that God gives to me. So let's get into the Word of God today. We're going to go back to John chapter 7. We're going to pick up reading in verse number 14, but we're going to really start teaching again in verse number 16. It says, now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught, and the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never studied? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keeps the law? Why do you seek to kill me? So yesterday we were talking about that Jesus didn't teach his doctrine, he taught the doctrine of the Father. In 2022, doctrine is it's a dangerous word. There's a lot of people that don't like that word. I think it really helps if we look at it and put it back into perspective, and then maybe it will be less offensive. Doctrine is not opinion. Okay? There are the teachings of men, and there are the teachings of God. I'm quite honestly not interested in people's opinions. So when I am sharing at the church, if I'm preaching from the Word of God, and by the way, that's almost exclusively what I do. But there are a few things that, as I've studied the Bible, that I have opinions on. And whenever that happens, I tell you, now this is my opinion. You can take it or you can leave it. I'm not going to be offended one way if you have a different opinion than mine. But there are some things that are rock solid in the Word of God, and those things are not negotiable. So I'm going to have a hard time finding common ground with someone that doesn't believe that God is. because I want the blessings of God. And he says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I want to not only acknowledge him, I want to seek him. That Romans chapter 1 says that the knowledge of God impacts and influences the way that I think, the things that I approve of, the actions that I partake of, and the ramifications, the blessings, or the consequences that come from those actions. So I was talking to someone recently, and they said this. They were making a transition, and they said, now I'm going to be with someone who is of like faith. That's what they were talking about. It wasn't a marriage situation or anything like that, but they were going to position themselves with people who believed in God the exact same way that they did. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have a ministry to people who don't believe. I'm not saying that at all. We teach the doctrine of God, the instruction of God, the wisdom and the knowledge of God. We teach that because not everybody understands the doctrine of God. So, like I say, I'm willing to walk through the discipleship or the growing process with people. I'm willing to answer questions and allow the Holy Spirit to do his work in people's hearts. I'm perfectly content to do that. What I'm not content to do is argue and debate and things like that, things that the person doesn't want to change. Let me give you an example. We are told that in 2022, we are supposed to be open-minded to everything. Open-minded to everything. Well, to me, that doesn't line up with the Word of God. The Word of God tells me to guard my heart, to guard my mind. So I am open-minded to the things of God, but I am closed-minded to the things that are anti-God. They're against God. They're against God's word. So I'm not willing to consider violating scriptural mandates just in order to make somebody happy. So, we're told that you're supposed to tolerate this and you're supposed to tolerate that. Well, when you look in Revelation, you're going to find that one of the churches there was corrected by God because they were tolerating immorality inside the church. They were tolerating false teaching inside the church. So I want you to know, I love people. I love everybody. You might think that from the world standpoint that because I don't embrace the same ideology that they do, that I don't like them. That's not true. You might think that I am unfamiliar with some of the most prevalent sins going on in society. You would be greatly mistaken. You might think, well, you're completely ignorant about alternative lifestyles. You would be wrong. I know people. I know them very well who are struggling with that. But you know what my goal is? My goal is to love them like Jesus would love them and teach them the word of God, not the word that they want to hear, but the word that they need to hear so that they can be what is written about in the New Testament and they can join that group that Paul said, and such were some of you. So the doctrine of God is not up for a popular vote. The doctrine of God does not shift like shifting sands. It is rock solid. It is true. It is settled forever in heaven. And so Jesus said, look, when I'm teaching you, I'm not teaching you something that is fleeting. I'm not going to teach something that is here today and gone tomorrow. I am teaching you the Word of God that is going to cause you to be able to be stable and mature and withstand the storms of life, both now and for the rest of your life. So, he said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Verse number 17, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. Okay? So, in order for you and I to have a proper relationship with the teaching of God, our will has got to come into play. So when I was in Bible college, my grades did really well in the fall. I grew up in the central part of the United States, and in the fall the temperature would start dropping, and then it would get really cold, it would get really windy, it would get really snowy. There wasn't much desire to be outside during that time. And so my grades did pretty good then. But the springtime was a different story, because all of a sudden the temperatures began to be moderate and the sun began to shine, and the gray, discouraging, overcast skies broke up, and there was bright sunshine. And there were birds singing and light breezes, and life was bursting forth. And a golf course was right down the street from the college that I went to. And my will said, the choice of going to the library where it is 80 degrees or going to play golf, what shall I choose? And so that my grades suffered, not because my teachers had changed, but because I was having difficulty with my will. There's always this struggle between our will that God has given to us, our free will, and his sovereign will, his perfect will. And so if you turn over to Romans chapter 12, you are going to read this. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So there is this presentation of ourselves. There is the transformation that comes by the renewing of our minds, where we start thinking about the things that God wants us to think about, and that impacts our awareness of his will, his good will, his acceptable will, his perfect will. And then we make the decision, my will is to do the will of the one who sent me. Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. Every one of us has to face those challenges. Now, I didn't have, you know, I told you about the challenge. My budget didn't allow me to go play a lot of golf. It was a little bitty public course. I happen to remember that course because it was one of the times in my life I shot 70 on a golf course in the 70s, not 70. Only my brother has shot under par in our family, as far as I know. But there was that struggle. So today I want to ask you, is your will to do God's will? Or are you more of a convenience person? Are you of the mindset, well, if it's not too much trouble, then I'll do whatever. We heard something at our district council back in May. there was a missionary speaker, and he said 25 years ago there was basically 1.5 million people who had never ever heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a little bit more than that, but just run with that number. And he said 25 years later, the population of the earth has increased and the church has lost ground. There are now over 3 billion people who do not know, have never heard, been given the opportunity to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now I ask you, is it the will of God that those people not hear about him? I don't think so, because the Bible says the will of God is that none should perish, but all should come to repentance and have everlasting life. But they cannot hear unless one is sent. And how can they go unless there's somebody that's sending them? So we need to find out what our place in the kingdom of God and the plan of God to reach the lost of this world. He's got a plan. The church is the A team, the B team, and the C team. They're the only team in town. You are not called to be a spectator. You are not called to be a bench warmer. You are called to be an active participant in the will of God. We just need to bring our will into alignment with his. And he says, if you have a will to do the Father's will, then that person will know concerning this doctrine whether it is from God or whether Jesus was speaking on his own authority. So let me tell you that the will of God will always line up with the Word of God. The will of God will always line up with the Word of God. And so Jesus says, you're going to be aware, you're going to have to make a decision, and I'm going to tell you the litmus test, how you can identify something as whether it is the doctrine of God, the teaching of God, the Word of God, or if it is something from someone's own authority. And that's very important to know. So when you know the Word and know that God will never violate the Word, people in this society who know the vernacular of Christianity but do not know the Christ of Christianity will say things like this: look, I've prayed about it, I feel great about it, and I'm going to do this even though it's forbidden in the Word of God. I can tell you of a family member that is doing that, not an immediate family member, an extended family member that is doing this right now. And if they were to ask me, I would tell them this: it is not going to be blessed by God because that is not from God. It violates his word, and you are just getting ready to open yourself up to greater misery than what you have ever had before. I don't want to live my life miserable. I'll be honest with you. I don't want a lot of drama in my life. I like adventure in my life. I don't like a lot of melodrama. And so he says, if your will is to do his will, for the word of God to find its place in you, to where you know what God wants you to do and you want to do what God wants you to do, he said, you're going to be able to identify, verify, and act upon my teaching, that it is the teaching that the Father wanted you to have. So there are some evangelists, a lot of very well-known evangelists, and they will basically go from church to church to church all year long, and they will preach the same message. And so whenever you hear some of those preachers and it's like, man, he preaches so good, I wonder why our pastor doesn't preach. Well, your pastor, you wouldn't sit in the same church if your pastor preached the exact same message week after week after week, month after month after month, year after year, you would say, somebody tell him to preach something different. And I had a pastor one time, he preached the message on Sunday morning, and he preached the exact same message on Sunday night. And he said, now I want you to know, God told me to preach this message again tonight. And I said, God, why would I need to preach it again tonight? And he said, because they didn't get it this morning. They didn't get it this morning. And you and I, we've got to act upon the truth we have already had revealed to us in order to position ourselves for the next truth. So there are a lot of people in Brevard County that are wanting to know God's will about specific circumstances. Should I get married to this person? Should I take this job? Should I buy this house? Should I buy this car? They're looking for the specific will of God, but they have missed the general will of God in that they have not put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can tell you, things have got to be done in the order God wants them done in order for you to experience the blessing and the favor of God. Jesus said, you will know whether I'm speaking or anyone else is speaking by their own authority. And so that is something that I don't want to do. I don't just want to teach what I want to teach. You know what that does? That misses the mark 100% of the time. So the goal that I have is we got into this study and it went in an entirely different direction than what I thought. We got into this study on the Refresh Radio program because I was praying and God said, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. And I said, well, okay, well, I'll teach that. And he said, start at the beginning, start in Matthew 5. And then we got all the way to Matthew 6:33 and God says, what are the other things that I've instructed you in the word of God to seek? You need to find that stuff out. If we remain unaware of the things that God wants us to know, that's our fault. It's not God's fault. There are a lot of people who are teaching the things that itching ears want to hear. There are a lot of people who are teaching things that make them feel better. So I've been of this mindset that if I'm going to have to confront someone in spiritual error, then I've got to make sure that I'm not doing it in my emotions. I'm not doing it in my timing. I'm doing it the way God wants it done, how God wants it done, when God wants it done, in order to see the results that God wants to bring to pass. So I have become a little bit more outspoken through the years. I had one person and I said, look, the decision that you're making, that's not a godly decision. And there were other people that knew about that conversation, and the person said, look, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I will repent and ask God to forgive me later. And there were other people, I hadn't told them, but they came up to me, and they said, thank you so much for at least telling the person the truth, telling them what the Word of God says. Let me just maybe share a little bit of light on why God has given us such access to the Word of God. And it's not because he wants to restrict us and punish us because he's mean, cruel, and harsh. He gives us the Word of God so that we can hide the Word of God in our hearts so that we might not miss the mark. I was driving up Interstate 95 here a few weeks ago, which as cars have had higher performance engines in them and things like that, and people start going faster and faster, that's not as enjoyable a trip as it used to be. And on the way up there, there were some motorcycles, and they just blew everybody's doors off. They were bobbing and weaving in traffic. They were probably going 90 to 100 miles an hour. And I get up the road a little ways, and I saw one of them had overshot their destination. They were supposed to get off, and they were continuing on. And so they made a U-turn on the interstate and started driving the wrong way down the shoulder so they could get back to their exit. And it just caused me to say, oh, my wife just immediately, when something like that happens, begins to break out into intercessory prayer for them. I'm not kidding. She does. She's a better woman than I am. I've got to keep my eyes open. And she's like, God, keep them safe. Lord, protect them from themselves. They're driving in a way that they shouldn't be driving. God, would you just protect them right now so that they can get to their destination safely? And God, I pray that you... She just breaks out into intercession for them. But the Word of God, it's not a curse. It's a blessing. The Word of God sets us up to succeed. It's not an anchor to weigh us down. The Word of God is a launching pad to launch us into doing the will of God and accomplishing the purposes of God. So whatever you do, however you lead your life, I want to encourage you to do it under God's authority instead of your authority. Don't buy things under your authority. Buy things that God tells you to buy. Quick story. My daughter has a friend, and that person was of the mindset, I need a new vehicle. So they'd go out and they'd buy a brand new vehicle. And my daughter would say, did you pray about it? No, God will provide. Well, now they understand. They have grown out of that phase because they learned the hard way that sometimes whenever you put your name on the line, you find out that the borrower is servant to the lender, and that's a hard lesson. Don't do things just because you want to. Do it because God tells you to. Jesus taught the things the Father wanted him to teach. I think that'd be a great thing for us to do as well. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on 91.5 FM and the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Said of me, oh no, just point me to the top and I'd go away.